Right? So we're going to do today Parshas Vayera, a little bit Parshas Vayera, Parshas Chayesara. And Bli Neder, every week we'll do the Parshas. That's good with you guys. So I'll ask a simple question. When did the Malachim come to Avraham in Parshas Vayera? Pesach. Lushi Ugot. Rashi says, it was Matzahs. Yeah? These three Malachim came, what are the three Malachim for? One, two, heal Avraham. One, two, tell him about he's going to have a child. And one, two,
destroy
Sodom. And they all came to Avraham. Avraham was Machnis Orchim. Rashi says all the different things that happened, right? I'm not going to go into it. And now, after this, after his Merapeh Sodom, he went back. Malach does his tafkid, he goes back. You have two going now to Sodom. One to save Lot, and one to destroy Sodom. Correct? Sorry, not Levaser al thing. One to destroy, to save Lot, and one to destroy Sodom. I made a mistake. Yeah? When did they go there?
Also Pesach.
This all happened there on Pesach. This all happened the night of Pesach. Isn't that interesting? Why is Sodom, and this, when was Lot taken out? The next morning, right? He was taken out. Lot was taken out. And his daughters and his chatanim, whatever, was taken out. And, you know, his wife turned back. She became a pillar of salt. Yeah. And then, you know, the story with the daughters, right? You all learned that. Okay. Why is this all happening in Pesach? What's it doing in Pesach? Remember, the Ramban says, Maise Avot Simen Abonim. What happens to the Jewish people, what happens to the others, happens to the Jewish people. For example, in Parshas Vayera, Rashi says, because he gave water, so in the Midbar we had water. Because he gave bread, in the Midbar we had man. Right? And then, if you understand, the bread that was given, Lushi Ugot, whatever, was matzah. So man has to do with matzah. It's lechem of emunah. Man is lechem emunah, matzah is lechem emunah. Okay, well, when we get to Pesach, we'll explain that. The Slav, Ishmael brought meat. The Slav came b'schut Ishmael, also out of the Shliach, right? Yeah, you with me? So all this was happening with Avraham. All these little details that Chumash is teaching us have big implications later on. I remember we said about Sarah, that because Sarah sachaka, Avraham had to be mochiecha, because otherwise it had an impression on the Jewish people. Yitzhak wouldn't be born with the same level of his emunah. Sarah needed to be on a high level of emunah to have a Yitzhak. There would be a problem with the child. So Avraham had to be mochiecha. So now, what's the Sodom? And also we see this whole big tefillah of Avraham. We don't see in Chumash, and it seems a little bizarre. Avram's asking 50, right? 50, maybe there'll be 10 in each krach. No, maybe there'll be 40. The 10 in each krach, let's say the krach. Then 30, then 20. Like, hello? Why have to have all these details? And then it says 10, and then he stops after 10. And he doesn't ask for 9, he already asked, because it was Meshatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and 8 was the time of Noach, and it didn't work. Why is Avram davening? Sodom is the anti-Avram. It's the antithesis of Avram. You have this concept of Midat Sodom, what's Midat Sodom? Sheli, Sheli, Shelach, Shelach. Zu Midat Sodom. Avram, what Avram? Giving. Chesed. You give what Shelchi, Shelach. Right? So why is Avraham davening so hard for Sodom? And why is the Chumash making a whole big thing about it? You understand the questions? Okay. So if we understand this concept, Maisa Ava Simen Labonim, it can make sense. What happened on Pesach? Pesach, we say it's Leil Shmurim. It's the night that we're guarded mina mazikim from the ra. There's no ra in Pesach. We got rid of all the chametz. Chametz, the Gemara says, chametz is rising. The rising of leaven So should be Isa, rising is Yizu Yetzahara. What's a Yetzahara? You see something, it's always bigger, it's always more delicious than it really is. You know? American ice cream. It's 90% air, 10% milk or something. I mean, even the milk isn't there. It's probably just water and like a little bit of skim milk. Okay? So should be Isa. You have bread, right? Matzah, what it is. Desires are always menupachot. They're always made bigger. They're always the desire before you want it. Desire for a desire is much bigger than the actual tasting. You know, you desire, you know, I want a nice piece of, I know, schnitzel. That's my classic. A nice piece of schnitzel. When you actually eat, after, you know, the first two pieces, the second piece is great. It's not the same. I don't know, maybe because it's the third piece or the fourth. I don't know, right? But you understand, it's not the same. It's always menupach, that's a desire. So sor shebe isa zu yetzahara. We got rid of that. Korban Pesach already, Erev Pesach, you can't have any chametz in your house. We spent, you know, you're supposed to spend a few days, we spent weeks cleaning out all the chametz. Chas v'shalom, then there'll be no dust mixed with chametz in our house, right? Okay, just a joke. But you understand, Klal Yisrael kadoshim hem. Removing all this, kivyachol, the Arizal, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have any chametz in your house, muftach, that your year will be good. Because it's a semblance of the Yetzirah. That means if you try and do mitzvahs, you can't say, oh, no, chametz can do all the areas of the world. No, it doesn't work like that. You understand what I'm saying? So now, if we understand that, we can understand Sodom as well. Here's Sodom. This is Pesach. Mitzrayim was destroyed. Makat Bechorot, Mitzrayim was destroyed. Mitzrayim represented the shoresh of all the ra in the world, all the evil in the world. Mitzrayim was destroyed. That was connected to Sodom. That was the Sodom. It was the removal, and Mitzrayim represented, what it represented, that was a place of sorcery, of Avodah Zarah. It was the biggest sorceries, right? Even more than Harry Potter, right? And they destroyed it. Akolikbo destroyed. Shem Elokim Yadu. They knew, had complete dominion on the physical world. Right? That's complete dominion on the physical world. No one servant left from Egypt. From sorcery. Even Trump with the gate. You know, the Mexicans still come in. Right? Right, with all the technology. You with me? It was a tremendous koach in the world. Klal Yisrael were 210 years in slavery. So now, if we understand that, there was a destruction of Mitzrayim, destruction of Avodah Zarah. And how we did this? You picked up the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. Klal Yisrael picked the Korban Pesach. They didn't have any mitzvahs. Chazal said they didn't have any mitzvahs when they left Mitzrayim. What did they have? Lo shinu et lishonam. They didn't change their language. Malbusham, their dress. Right? Ushmotam, and their names. They didn't have any mitzvahs. The mitzvahs was Korban Pesach and Bris Mila. Kulachem, Seshel Mitzvah. Take for you the Korban Pesach, which was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So taking something which is Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim and shechting it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were mevatel the koach of Avodah Zarah. What is Avodah Zarah? What's the difference between Avodah Zarah and Avodah Hashem? How they knew? Avodah Zarah, they understood. They weren't stupid. Paroi kiyat Elokim. He knew there was a God. He didn't not understand there was a God. Today people are stupid. They don't understand there's God. Paroi understood there was God.
He was actively rebelling against God?
No, he wasn't rebelling against God. He knew there was a God that created kohot in the world, that created a dominion in the world. And says the Ramban in Asara Dibur, he explains Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah? That you tap in to the kohot of the constellations, the strengths of the constellations. You bring that influence onto you for your own benefit. So you shechted, there was Molech, you shechted your son. To Avodah Zarah, to the covet of Avodah Zarah, even something as precious as your son, to the covet of Avodah Zarah, so that hashpa will come onto you. But what's the concept? The concept is, you're the center of the world. You want the good to come to you, your field, your stock exchange will go up, your stocks will go up, right? Some people think with rabbis, and Satan would go to rabbis and say, can you give me a bracha, my stocks will go up. And, you know, I'll give you 10%. Doesn't work like that. I'm serious, that's Avodah Zarah. That's a form of Avodah Zarah. That's a form of Avodah Zarah. It's the same concept. If you're saying, give me an hour because I want to help you shivers, it depends what the person's doing for you. Because he wants to be a rich guy, he wants to be a powerful guy, or he wants to get money so he can help you shivers, could help Klal Yisrael, tzedakah. It's a different concept. Depends. What's Avodas Hashem? When we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Avodas Hashem? Do you notice that all our tefillahs are in plural? The Arizal says, what mitzvah should you take on yourself when you daven? What mitzvah? You would think the mitzvah of tefillah. There's a mitzvah of tefillah. Lo'avdo b'chol, to serve him with all your heart. That's a mitzvah according to many Rishonim. There's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Or even b'shat tzar, time of a difficulty, that's a time of tefillah. There's a mitzvah. No, the Arizal doesn't say that. The Arizal says the mitzvah you should think about when you're davening is v'hafta l'recha kamocha. Because when you're davening, you're not saying rufa'eini, unless you're a chassid, you don't say nu. But they don't mean ni, right? Right? You're saying rufa'einu.
Heal us.
Who's us?
Kol Yehudi.
Give. It's not only Yehudi, it's also Goy. Rufa'einu. So the world. Ata chonin la'adam da. Adam is everyone. Some of the tefillahs, rufa'einu maybe, it's only, but it depends what it's, who it's, how each tefillah. But it's for the klal. It's for the klal. You're not davening for yourself. You're davening that through you will be goodness to the whole world. You're davening for the whole world. That's Avodah Hashem. You see the difference? So Avodah Zarah, it means you're thinking about yourself. You're the center. Avodah Hashem means you want to bring a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. You want to give to the world. You're not at the center anymore. You're just a vehicle through which a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness comes into the world. That's a completely different outlook. We're not just saving the whales, we're saving the whole of mankind.
Does it involve them?
And you just, by the way, you can see, I'll tell you a way if you know it's a real chesed or not a real chesed. Very simple. If you're saving whales and there's people in your street who don't have food, it's not chesed. It's for you, you're doing it for your name. If you care about the people in your road to have food, and you're saving the whales, then it's chesed. You understand? Then it has to make sense, your chesed. It can't be saving whales or saving dolphins or saving lions. And you know, the guy in the street, you don't care two hoots about. So, that's not chesed. You with me? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not chesed. It's not what we mean by chesed. You understand? Okay. So now, let's understand here. Sodom represented taking. How did Lot's daughter gave pat la'ani, Rashi brings. Remember that Rashi? She gave bread to a poor person. How was she killed? Who knows? You remember the Rashi, didn't you? Rashi said they smeared on her honey. And then when the bees came, they took the honey from her, and as they took the honey from her, they pricked her. Why does Chumash tell us how they killed them in Sodom? What do we care how they killed them? They chopped their heads off, they cut them in two. Oh, how do we care how they killed them? It's teaching the Hashkafa. The Hashkafa of Sodom is, you give pat la'ani, you get pricked. It's like giving honey to the bee. The bee's taking his honey, it's going to slowly kill you. That was Hashkafa of Sodom. You understand? The giving is really killing you. It was an understanding of life. You give to other people, it kills you. You want to have children and give to children? It's killing your life. You can't go skiing, you can't go to the Himalayas, you can't do this, you can't do that. Who wants to have children for? You understand? If you're in that place of I want to enjoy my life. I want to have money. I want this. I want that. I want. I'm the center. That's Avodah Zarah. That's Mitzvah. That's the opposite of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like I told you, the word God means good. Understand? Good means to give of yourself to other people. That's what it means. Now the destruction of Sodom is the destruction of Avodah Zarah in the world. It's the destruction of this concept of I am at the center. Avraham was davening. Why was he davening? He said, how can you destroy Sodom? Maybe there's tzaddikim there. Who's a tzaddikim? There's no tzaddikim in Sodom. There was Lot there. Who's Lot? We see from the previous parasha that Avraham Avinu, Rabbeinu Bachi, and the Ramban, they explained the previous parasha when the fight, the four Malachim against the five, and the four defeated the five. And then Avraham came and he fought the four. Chazal tell us, and Rashi's mashma that way, Avraham was was the Mashiach. The four Malachim represent the four Galus, the four exiles that we have. And that was a remnant in that parasha. Who was he saving? The Jewish people. Who was the person he was saving? Lot. Lot represents the Jewish people. The word Lot in Lashon HaKodesh comes from the word light in Aramaic. Aramaic is also Lashon HaKodesh. Light means to be cursed. Lot represented the cursed part of the Jewish people. When I say cursed, it doesn't mean literally cursed. It means the bad part of the Jewish people. Abraham represented the good part, and that which needs to be fixed was represented in Lot. Lot was in Sodom. As conceptually, Sodom is Mitzrayim. Avraham, when he was davening for Lot, he was not only davening for Sodom, he was davening for the Jewish people when they entered Mitzrayim. How many of the Jewish people left Mitzrayim? Chazal tell us. Chamishim. Chamishit. Chamushimat alu. Rashi says chamishit. 1/5 came out of its Egypt. 4/5 died where? Makat Choshech. In the plague of Choshech. How they died in the plague of Choshech? How they died there? Rashi says it was the Choshech of Gehinnom. There were no semblance of Jews. They were completely assimilated. In America today, you also have Makat Choshech. You have 3 weddings out of 4 marrying out. And they lose a semblance of Jews. They don't know even they're Jewish. Or they don't know, or like Paro. Lo yada Yosef, they don't want to know that they're Jewish. Leave me alone, I want to live like a goy. They get lost. After 1-2 generations, they're no longer Jewish. After the girl, the boy marries a non-Jewish girl, the children aren't even more Jewish. And the girl's not bringing them up Jewish. So even with a reform conversion, it's not a conversion. You lost. You know, think about it. 2 million people, right? From the time of Egypt. Multiply that, do E to the power of whatever, right? And work it out, how many Jews should there be today? We should be the biggest nation in the world. We should be bigger than China.
If we are the oldest.
If we remain Jewish. We're losing more. Think about it. We're losing more Jews than we're gaining. For every single year, it's 14 million Jews. I don't think there's 14 million Jews anymore. 40 million. I mean, Haredim have a lot of Jews, right? Yeah? You look at Haram doesn't stay the same. Right? Go to Ramah Beit Shemesh. Now Ramah Beit Shemesh, Dalet, hey. Right? There's lots of Jews here in Israel. In Chutz La'aretz. From Jews, there are more. What happens to the Jews? 1/5 left. 4/5 died in Makkah Choshech. They were completely assimilated. Nitnu ben ha'akom. It's a terrible thing. Like, why I'm telling you this. People think, Chumash is talking about past. No, Chumash is talking about now. From Mitzrayim, we learn what's happening today. Chumash is teaching you about your everyday life. It's not a storybook of once upon a time. It's telling you about now and how to understand the now. Losing Jewish people means assimilation. That's why before Mitzrayim, what happened? We lived in Goshen, separate. Yosef put us separate. Makat Bechoros. What was Makat Bechoros? You put on the delet, on the door, you put the dam of the Pesach. So the Mashkit, who killed the Bechor, would jump, would poseach. That means we are living amongst the non-Jews. We are living amongst the Mitzrayim. We were living together with them. What happened? We were separately living in Goshen in the beginning. All of a sudden we're living, this real house is Egyptian. There's a Jewish house and there's an Egyptian house over here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu jumped over the Jewish house. That's what Pesach means. Complete assimilation. From being in a separate country, separate place, Yosef put us, we all live together. You understand? That means, if you think about it, 8 million Jews were killed in Egypt. More than in the Holocaust. 8 million, who killed them? Kodesh Baruch Hu. There wasn't a killing. It was a mitzias. It was a fact. They were lost. Same in America. How many Jews are not no longer any Jews anymore? Their grandfather might be Jewish. He's dead now. The child, his father was Jewish, or the mother was Jewish, and he's still Jewish, but he doesn't even know about Judaism. He doesn't even care two hoots about it. You know, every year, Chas v'Shalom, don't want to say this, a statistic, there's 1,600 Balei Tshuva. There's 2,500, but I don't say, Yoshki Pancakes, Jews. For Yoshki Pancakes.
What is Yoshki Pancakes?
Jesus, whatever his name is.
Jesus?
Yeah. It's a very sad statistic. I'm not saying it's a good thing. Not a good thing. From Jewish point of view, it's not a good thing. But, and forget, 75% of Jews assimilate, marry non-Jews. 75%! That's a terrible statistic. It's kimat Mitzrayim. 80% was in Mitzrayim. We're getting close. You know, it's a very funny thing. You know, you look. Someone told me the other day, this Biden or whatever, some of his grandchildren, his like sons will marry Jews. Harris's husband is Jews. Trump's granddaughters are Jews, grandchildren are Jews. At least, you know, maybe they're from, I don't know, from or whatever. I don't, you know, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, you know, like, hello, come on.
Why are they with them?
You have to just think a little bit. Think a little bit, what's happening to us? We're proud because it's someone in the president. A proud Jew. No, we're not proud. We're not proud. We're not proud that Hollywood, with all the problems there with Hollywood, with the directors, I don't go into it, it's all Jews. All these scandals with Jewish names. Right? We're not, Facebook is Jewish. Google was started two Russian Jews. Intel, two Russian Jews. Even Apple was magic, was Jews. And I saw a picture of the people who design Apple. One world a keeper and two Israelis. They designed the new Apple chip. Or they're the head of the Apple chip. Google it, you'll see yourself. They don't have keepers, the Israelis. You can tell the Israelis. They're not white-skinned Americans. You can tell how an Israeli looks like. Anyone knows what an Israeli looks like. I'll show you the picture afterwards. What's happening to us? A Jew has tremendous koach. Our call is to bring the world to recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have that call. Instead, we're bringing the world to recognize iPhones and shmophones and God knows what else. And internet and shminternet, God knows. I'm not saying you don't have to have a job. I'm not saying that. But we can't forget our main tafkid, our main purpose, to bring God into the world. I'm not saying don't have a job and bring God into the world. Don't learn computing. Don't become a financial advisor. Don't do all that. Do it. But that's a Kiddush Hashem.
But from this argument, we'll always...
Now, the Avodah Zarah here, the destruction of Sodom was like the destruction of Mitzrayim. The tefillahs of Avraham were to save the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, because Chazal tell us, why should you save the Jewish people? They didn't have any mitzvahs. They serve Avodah Zarah, and the Goyim serve Avodah Zarah. Why are you, what, your preferences for the Jewish people? Avraham davened, the tefillahs of Avraham, where it came to? One fifth. How many Jews came out of Egypt? One fifth.
20%.
20%. When did we leave? When did Lot leave? In the morning. When did we leave Egypt? In the morning. You with me? It's very similar. There's very similar things happening. Maisa of a Simon the Bonim. Now I can understand. Avraham was davening. He was taking his time back. He was saving the Jewish people. This was the shorish of the Jewish people. Lot was the shorish of the Jewish people. And I don't know his wife turning into a pillar of salt, what that means. I have no clue. Maybe it means the part that was left back there. There was part that was left there, and that was representing his wife. I don't know. But we have to learn this. We have to understand that in Chumash here, these details are teaching us stuff. And the goddess of Mitzrayim, when we learn the Parsha of Shemos, you have to understand. All our goddess, says the Gro, we came out of Mitzrayim b'chipazon quickly. Lot was taken out quickly. And Chazal said we were taken out quickly. Why? Because had we stayed there, we would not have got out. We would have stayed in Mitzrayim. Don't we say that on our Seder night? Now we understand this, we can begin to understand the parasha. Then what happens at the end of the parasha? We have this Akedat Yitzchak. After Akedat Yitzchak, you have Chaye Sarah, which is our parasha. The Avraham cries, Livkota, with a small calf. Why with a small calf? Right? Why with a small calf? The Chasam Sofer explains, with a small calf, Avraham, when you do a mitzvah and you regret it, so you lose part of that mitzvah. Avraham didn't want to lose the Akedah. The Akedah caused the death of Sarah, his beloved wife. Had he cried about her death, it would have been a loss to Avraham. Also, he cried the mitzvah, he would have been mitcharet. So he cried a small cry. Only for the death, when he had no regret about the mitzvah he did with Akedat Yitzchak. Now I have to explain, in order to explain, in this week's parasha, it speaks also about Yitzchak marrying Rivka with Eliezer. And if you look at the parasha, it speaks about the Nizamim and everything that he gives. The ten, right, the represents the Ten Commandments. So Rabbeinu Bachya says the marriage to Rivka represents Matan Torah. What happened after Pesach? Matan Torah. Represents Matan Torah. Why it's twice? Because Matan Torah on Shavuot was... What did Eliezer say? First, he gave her the what's it called? The bee, all the jewelry. And then he said, where are you from? He shouldn't have. When he came to the father, the second time he says the story, he says, first I asked her where she came from, then I gave her the jewelry. Nasevanishma. What's Nasevanishma? We'll accept the Torah, then we'll find out what it's about. The second Lucha didn't have Nasevanishma. First we learned, then we do. We lost the Nasevanishma. That's a Rain Bach. It's this. The marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka is like the marriage we have with the Torah. Torah is a marriage. You're marrying a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you learn Torah. You're connecting with him. To know someone, to understand someone's ways is to connect. To understand the ways of your Creator is to connect. That's why the highest level of Emunah is understanding. You with me? The more you understand, is the higher level of the moon. We don't say, I'm blind faith. No, that's an idiot. That's not a high level of emuna. The higher you understand, the more you understand, the more you connect with someone, right? You're a better friend with someone you understand. You're better or less better friend? You're a better friend. You want to be a good friend of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Understand his ways better. The more, that's why Torah is so important. We should be learning Torah, even when you leave Yeshiva. This is just a prerequisite. This is just teaching you some skills and teach you some basics. That when you leave here, you continue learning. You continue with the Avodas Hashem. It's not university that you do 3 years and then you forget about it all and you go get a job in high tech. You did philosophy in university, now you do high tech. No. Yeah. This is a continuation. This is your life. This is your ikka. This is the building of you as a person. You have to know what you're living for. You understand? Now,